thought we'd start fresh this week and going into the fall season with a new sermon series. Isn't that exciting? So we get to start a new sermon series today. You guys are joyful. I can sense it. Yes. woohoo! All right. So I'm excited to announce a new sermon series today, beginning in the book of Proverbs. And though we're towards the end of a month, one thing I want to say right away is that as you read the Bible on your own, Proverbs is great because there's 31 chapters and there's usually 31 days in a month. And that can be a great way to just get you in the habit of reading the Bible day to day. What day is today? You know, you can read that chapter in Proverbs. Now, of course, some months are shorter than that. You might have to double up. But I challenge you, I encourage you to do that as we get into September here. September is one of those months where you'll have to double up one day. But Proverbs is a fantastic book. And it's one of those books that I haven't heard very many sermons about. I've preached sermons here and there on just snippets of Proverbs. And so it'll be interesting as we get going and looking at Proverbs. And what we're going to do is just take it one chapter each Sunday, and I won't be preaching the whole chapter, so look for maybe some things on social media and so on, having little devotions on the passages that we miss. But one of the huge themes, or probably the theme of Proverbs, is wisdom. And that's a word that is chock full of a lot of stuff. And we get to open up that beautiful package, that gift that God gives to us in the package of wisdom. We get to dwell on that. And so we have this idea of wisdom. And in thinking about this and in praying about what to preach through next, I kept coming back to Proverbs. Of all the other books of the Bible that I considered, I kept having my heart turned to Proverbs and sense that God is leading us to this, that we need wisdom. We need wisdom not just because everybody out there needs wisdom. Certainly that is true. And we say, we look around us, we watch the news, we look at what's happening in our world, and we say, there's a lack of wisdom in our day. But you know what? I need wisdom. You need wisdom. We need to grow as people of wisdom, not wise Alex. Sometimes that could be fun to be a wise Alec. But we need to be wise people that know true wisdom and live in light of that as well. So let's pray as we open up God's Word this morning. We thank you, God, for your Word of truth today. Thank you for this book of the Bible that's in the middle of the Scriptures that is chock full of wisdom, both practical life wisdom, but also wisdom that lifts our eyes from our own life and lifts our eyes to you, Lord Jesus. Would you do that for us today as we crack open your Word, as you crack open our hearts to instill in us wisdom? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Right at the beginning of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 1, there's a beautiful section in the first chapter, first seven verses, that lays out the purpose of Proverbs. I want you to look with me to Proverbs 1, Proverbs 1, verse 1. And right away it says this, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, the king of Israel." Right away, we see the author, or at least one of the authors of the book of Proverbs. There are other sections later on in the book of Proverbs that have other authors, but a good chunk of Proverbs is written by Solomon. What we heard early in the service today, Solomon was given a request from God, "Ask of me whatever you wish," kind of like the genie in Aladdin. And God didn't give Solomon three wishes, he gave him just one. And he could have asked for anything. He could have asked for a boatload of money. He could have asked for anything he wanted. But you know what Solomon asked for? He asked for wisdom and understanding. And God gave that to him, and he gave other things too. So Solomon has a lot of wisdom from God, and he's one of the authors here, a main author in Proverbs. Look at the first few verses as we see the purpose of Proverbs. Look at verse 2. It says this, "To know wisdom and instruction, to discern the sayings of understanding, to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the naive, to the youth, knowledge, and discretion. Right away, at the beginning of this letter, or beginning of this book, the author is giving the purpose. And I appreciate that about a writer. He's going to tell us right away what he is seeking to accomplish with us. And I don't like it when people beat around the bush and they are not straightforward in what they're trying to do. As a preacher, as a pastor, I'm trying to accomplish something here by God's Spirit. And I've tried to write out a little description of what a maturing Lutheran disciple of Jesus Christ looks like, and that's on the bulletin board. I want you to check that out sometime. That's what I'm trying to accomplish in my ministry. But here in Proverbs, he says this, I'm going to seek to do this in your life, for you to know wisdom and instruction, to discern the sayings of understanding, to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and equity. To give prudence to the naive and to the youth. Hey, Amy. No, Uncle Jonathan, calling out to the young people, to the youth, to hear knowledge and discretion. Proverbs is not just for the gray hairs, right? Like those verses in Proverbs, it says, the gray hair is a crown of glory. Yes, it's for that. This is multi-generational Proverbs in this way, calling out to young people as well. Listen to wisdom. We see the purpose of Proverbs right away. This is a great foundation for the whole book of Proverbs. And verse 7 especially fits into that purpose statement. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. So we see the purpose that he's laying out. This is what he is seeking to accomplish in your life. This is what God seeks to accomplish in us as we hear Proverbs, as we receive the words of Scripture into our ears and as it goes to our hearts. We grow in wisdom. Are you ready? Are you ready to listen? Are you ready to receive God's Word? You see, our response comes in verse 5 and 6 in this opening portion of Proverbs. Listen to this. A wise man will hear and increase in learning. A wise man or wise woman of understanding will acquire wise counsel to understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their riddles. Our response as we hear wisdom is to listen. Is to be wise in knowing that I need more wisdom. It's something that grows and builds. When you have wisdom from God, you want to get more. Acquire it. Did you come to church today ready to acquire something? To purchase something or to gain something as your own? To receive it to yourself? That's what God is doing with us. And that's what His purpose is in the first few verses and our response to that. And so if I were to summarize it in just a few words, I would say this. Listen to wisdom. The main call of action in Proverbs is for you and I to open our ears, to be attentive to wisdom, to listen. Can you hear me? Can you hear me when I'm whispering? Can you hear me when I'm speaking louder? The Word of God calls out to us, and He calls today to listen. To give ear to the message of wisdom. Just like people did when they turned on the radio in the living room back in the day to tune into their favorite program. They were transfixed on whatever was coming out of that big wooden box in the living room. Do any of you still have something like that at your house? In those days, the family gathered around and they leaned in to hear the message. Maybe it was a story. Wisdom is like that. He calls us, cries out to us to listen, to lean in, to be transfixed by the message. Listen to the voice of wisdom. Pick it out in a crowd and tune out everything else. Why? Why should we listen to wisdom? Because our lives are at danger if we do not listen to wisdom. If we fail to listen to wisdom, we face consequences of that, of rejecting wisdom in our lives. And so as he continues to write here in chapter 1, as Solomon begins to talk about wisdom, he paints two portraits of wisdom right at the beginning of the book that give us an idea of what it's like to listen to wisdom. And the first is this: we are called to listen to wisdom in the quiet moments at home. Okay, sometimes wisdom comes to us in a whisper. Sometimes it comes to us through the instruction of parents. And Solomon, as he writes here, and by the way, the first number of chapters in Proverbs, the expression, "my son," is repeated over and over and over again. I think it's repeated more than joy and rejoicing is repeated in Philippians. My son, my son, my son, listen to my wisdom. My daughter, listen to my wisdom. Listen to verse 8. It says, "Hear, my son, your father's instruction. Do not forsake your mother's teaching. Indeed, they are a gracious wreath to your head and ornaments about your neck." Do you hear that? My son, listen. In the quiet moments in a family relationship between a parent and a child, wisdom is passed on. "Hear, my son, your father's instruction. Do not forsake your mother's teaching." Why? Because it's beautiful. It says it's a graceful wreath on your head and ornaments about your neck. When you receive wisdom from the Lord, you receive a wisdom that is beautiful. We need to listen to this in the quiet moments. We need to listen to wisdom when it's whispering to us. And certainly, we need that childlike faith today. Parenting is like this. If you are merely scolding your child all the time, you're not going to win the heart of your child. You miss the mark. I love how in Proverbs, there's a wooing. There's a sweet calling of a father to a son. Listen. Listen to what I have to say. It will be healing to you. Verses 10 through 19 is an example of what happens when wisdom is rejected. It doesn't go so well, in other words. And sometimes we learn the lesson of wisdom in the school of hard knocks. But wisdom calls out to us and helps us avoid evil, helps us cling to what is good. Listen to wisdom in the quiet moments at home. The second picture he gives of wisdom is this: listen to wisdom in the loud moments in public. Against all the voices, all the competing voices in the public square, imagine standing in Times Square in New York City. There are people talking. There's music playing. There's a plethora of billboards flashing their message to you. And there's wisdom off in the corner saying, "Hello. Hello, listen to me, listen to me." That's kind of what it's like when wisdom cries out to us in today's world. We are bombarded by messages all around us, TV, radio, internet, everywhere, wherever we go. When we go to any store, we have messages all around us. And God's wisdom is calling out to us. It takes a lot to tune out other voices and to pick out that one voice and to turn up the volume on that one voice. It's kind of what God is calling us to do here today. Listen to wisdom in the public square amid all the voices. Listen to verse 20. Wisdom shouts in the street. She lifts her voice in the square. Verse 21. At the head of the noisy streets, she cries out. At the entrance of the gates of the city, she utters her sayings. How long, O naive ones, will you love being simple-minded, and scoffers delight themselves in scoffing, and fools hate knowledge? Turn to my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make my words known to you. Verse 24, because I called and you refused. You stretched out my hand and no one paid attention. I love this picture of wisdom. Wisdom's not whispering in the streets here. Wisdom is shouting in the streets. Listen to me, wisdom says. Wisdom personified cries out and says, pay attention to my message. And if you're not ready to hear that voice will get drowned out in the noise and a cacophony of life. Wisdom is personified here, but wisdom has good gifts to give. I love that. In verse 23, I want to zero in on that. He says, I will pour out my spirit upon you. Does that sound like somebody else's voice? Sounds like the voice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, Proverbs, there almost needs to be a little bit of a warning here. Warning. If you're not careful, Proverbs can just turn into moralism. We can just learn to be do-gooders. Apply this principle and do good. Do this and do that, and this will happen. If we're not careful, we can miss the voice of true wisdom. And that's personified in Jesus Christ. See, Jesus is true wisdom, and he cries out to you and I. He calls and he says, I will pour out my spirit upon you. If we fail to listen to the voice of Jesus, our lives are in danger. Our soul is in danger. Verse 25 through 32 is another example. If we reject wisdom that cries out in the streets, if we fail to listen to wisdom in the loud moments in the public square, our life is in danger. And yet, look at verse 33. He says, but he who listens to me shall live securely and will be at ease from the dread of evil. There is a promise given in listening to wisdom. And wisdom is not just wisdom personified. And yes, wisdom personified in verse 20 is a woman. She lifts her voice in the streets. Wisdom cries out. But ultimately, it points us to wisdom personified with a capital W, wisdom, Jesus Christ. Listen to 2 Timothy 3:15. It says this, God's word will make us and will take us that, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Book of Proverbs ultimately leads us to Christ. Christ is true wisdom, and he cries out to us and he says, listen to me. Listen to me, not only to receive instruction of how to live a good life. Yes, God is the creator of the world, and the way he has made things, that he makes them to work in a certain way. And this is godly wisdom. But he also cries out for us to see wisdom in Jesus. There's a great heavenly wisdom that is given to us, that is poured out to us through Christ. So I'm excited. Are you ready? Are you ready for this adventure through Proverbs? It's a good start as we begin to sink our teeth into this book. Let's pray and ask God to give us a heart and ears to hear the words of wisdom. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your scripture today. Thank you for this book of Proverbs that is about wisdom. And Lord, we confess to you our lack of wisdom in so many ways, in mistakes we made and sins we have committed. But Jesus, you don't just give us wisdom to improve our lives, but you give us wisdom that leads to a wisdom about salvation. And as saved people, we live out life as you have designed it to be, as we cling to your wisdom today, Lord Jesus. Lord, as we begin this sermon series through Proverbs, would you open our ears? Would you pull out all the stuff that's in our ears? Would you help quiet the competing voices around us that we may pick out your wisdom and hear it and receive it and cling to it? This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.